From the Lafayette's Music Room Studios, this is the Drake Hall Show on WXMX, Millington, Memphis, a Cumulus station.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
The best stupidity yet.
Dumbass.
Our stupidity that's been there all along is just becoming more and more apparent.
Dumbass kids.
Hey, dumbass.
All you hear is blah, blah, blah.
Let's go get some dumbass coffee.
Dumbass.
The right to own a gun doesn't give you the liberty to act like a dumbass.
Stupid, dumb shit.
Apparently, I'm what's commonly known as a dumbass.
Moron, 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 moron.
How do you do? It is Thursday, the 11th day of November. It's February, and it's cold, and it's going to be a nice day today, sunny and a bit warmer. So enjoy your day, drive safely, and enjoy your day out there in the world as we head to Valentine's weekend and a long holiday weekend for some people. President's Day is Monday. And Lawyer Bill's coming up. Ask Lawyer Bill, our Thursday segment that helps people find some ideas and direction to help them fix their lives and messes they've gotten into. You all need a lawyer sometime, and Bill's here to advise you and give you some advice on how to begin the process of fixing the messes you've gotten into. So 535-9898. Wes is waiting for your calls to get you all set up. So do that now or email mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Okay, first these people. The headline says, tough guy projectile pees himself while being arrested. Video has surfaced of a man peeing himself while getting arrested, he said redundantly. Not much info on the video, but they're trying to get to the bottom of what happened. But it was filmed in Camden, New Jersey, I guess, and the officers who were there were on the video. The man can be seen taking a step backward as he stands with his arms behind his back in handcuffs. He somehow had managed to remove his wiener from his pants, and he projectile urinated. I've never heard that before, but I really admire his strength.
Wouldn't that just be peed real hard?
He has a really strong sphincter. I mean, he was peeing like a champion. There's no mention here of the distance, but I'm sure it went pretty fur piece. He is obviously jacked up on something and tells the police as he's peeing that if he doesn't bang you up, his family will. So he's a badass and a projectile peer. So this has been posted on YouTube and Reddit. Oh, this was in England. So I don't know how long it'll be up there. But pulling out your crank to pee while you're being arrested likely isn't the best thing you could ever do.
A Texas woman shot and killed a deaf man who apparently frightened her just by knocking on her door.
This is so sad and stupid.
And then she left an index card next to his body with the word sorry written on it.
Phew.
Michelle Chase called police about 10 a.m. Sunday morning to report this shooting, and the officers then found the man's body along with the cryptic note. She first denied killing him, but then admitted to killing him and said that he was deaf, he communicated with a computer tablet, and he frightened me by knocking on my door. Well, then there's this neighbor, Florida Paul is her name. She said that he was a really nice little guy. Didn't know him well. He couldn't hear, so he really couldn't talk. He just made lots of strange noises. He didn't live in this apartment complex, but he visited a woman who did. Now, here's where it gets really weird. She said that the man showed up at her own door, this is the neighbor, a couple weeks ago with multiple stab wounds to his forehead, but she refused to open the door, but called 911. She said, all I saw was like 10 holes in his forehead and blood gushing out. You could barely see his face. But I wouldn't open my door because I didn't know whoever did that was behind him, and I'm on oxygen and I can't fight. So he had 10 stab wounds in his forehead, and then a few weeks later just got shot. So I'm going to go back to where I get 10 stab wounds in my head.
Well, it's kind of sad, but dude, you're just begging for it, you know?
Very strange.
People are paranoid. You know, just going to, you know, you just shouldn't go to some people's front doors. Just leave them alone. Oh, man.
And if you kill someone, don't put an index card.
Sorry note. That's really, really, really sensitive. Buy him some pro flowers. A 15-year-old girl from Ohio claims to be carrying the child of Jesus Christ after being divinely impregnated during an encounter with an angel. It's getting crazier all the time. Latifa Smith Nabingana says she was visited by an angel of God in July 2015 who told her that she had been chosen to bear the Christ son. Can we get her shot too? He told her, there's a bunch of babbling here. She is, in fact, pregnant, says her gynecologist. Her claims of virgin pregnancy are true technically, but that doesn't mean that there was a divine intervention, really. So she has caused quite a controversy in the area where she lives up in Ohio because they ain't never heard about no kind of a divine pregnancy. But she claims that this is the son of Jesus, and she has demanded a test as soon as the child is spat out from her loins to prove that she is telling the truth.
Do we have Jesus DNA I'm not aware of?
I don't know. Maybe there is some that they kept back just in case of cases like this. Or maybe they should just put her down while they can. These scams that go on just really do blow your mind. A woman in Scotland who is grieving, she lost her mother, and she is upset, and that's understandable, and everybody grieves in their own ways. She's angry after learning that she had been scammed by a psychic. Now, here's how gullible and stupid people are. And I know that, you know, sometimes that you know, when you're sad and you're grieving, you get desperate. Karen Brannigan, who's 47 and should know better, she paid $55 to a psychic who goes by the name Lily Ann on the internets. She had hoped to hear from her late mother, and Lily Ann had assured her that she would, in fact, hear from her. So she gave this gal the money, and she soon got a letter in the mail that was allegedly from her late mother. However, she realized that other people had received the exact same letter from their deceased loved ones. So this bitch is out there selling this poop to people. So authorities confronted Lily Ann. Her spokesperson, like she is a spokesperson, said that it was an error. And that means that the thing had been sent to multiple clients because apparently she's earned enough that people reach out to her in hopes of getting a letter or a message from their deceased loved ones. My husband thought I was crazy, said Miss Brannigan, but I just wanted to try. Yes, honey, you are crazy. And it's sad, but goodness gracious. So that's enough. There are more. We'll get to them in a bit, maybe if we have time. The fun that is Ask Lawyer Bill begins momentarily. Tomorrow on this program, we're going to have Dr. Manoj Jain on, who you see in the newspaper weekly, writing good pieces about medicine and illness and such. The Zika scare is growing every day around the world. There are millions of cases, and there are threats on this continent for it to get worse. Time magazine has an entire piece about this. And you wonder, as we all do, is it just one more case of much ado about nothing, or is it in fact a reason to be concerned? It comes from mosquito bites. It affects mainly pregnant women, and it is this story isn't going away. Birth defects are tied to it, and it does at least kind of make you think about what the heck is happening here. So, I ask Dr. Jain tomorrow about this. And some more medical issues as he joins us. Reverend Whalen will come by for his weekly commentary, and he's going to bring his son Cameron with him. Cameron is part of the Bruno Mars band, and he will tell us about what it was like to be on stage at halftime of the Super Bowl on Sunday with Coldplay and all of them. So your calls for Bill, 535-9898. Get him in right now, and we'll line you up to ask him questions or email mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Pro Flowers has flowers, roses for Valentine's Day. Right now, you need to call them up or just not call them, but go online to proflowers.com. 2 dozen assorted roses in a free glass vase for only $29.99. That is incredibly inexpensive for roses that are jacked up as far as the price goes this time of year tremendously. That's a great price for 24 roses. or upgrade to long stem roses with a cherry red vase and chocolate for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, use my code Drake, quick, easy, and they'll bring it to your house just in time for the lovely day that is Valentine's Day on Sunday. They'll last for 7 days or your money back. This is easy to do, so get it done. Proflowers.com, top right-hand corner, type in Drake, and they will bring you the flowers or take them to your lady or your mom or whomever is involved. Valentine's Day, almost here. Order today. Time is running out. Proflowers.com. Make your calls now, 535-9898. Ask Lawyer Bill next.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Fitz
on 98.1 The Max.
People play now on this Thursday. Ask Lawyer Bill, always fun for the entire family. Some folks are already lined up, 535-9898. The email address, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. Bill comes in and gives you good advice on how to begin the process of fixing your legal situations. Good to see you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Have you gotten the case of the stolen weaves yet? Have they called you to be their lawyer?
They have not. There are just some alerts that come across your phone or it just makes you scratch your head. And it was armed masked robbers steal weaves. And I had to actually stop what I was doing, open it up and read the article.
What does one do with a car full of stolen weaves?
I don't know.
There's a black market for weaves, perhaps?
I'm not touching that. I just don't know. I just really don't know. I don't know that I've ever had a weave.
Yeah.
I don't think my wife's ever had a weave.
There's still time, I think. But I can't imagine what the upside is to doing that. And what do you like? Just do you make something out of them and
weaves
sell
for thieves?
It just extends your. It's for a female and extends your hair, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Danny has one in now.
Really I don't believe that, Danny.
535-9898 is where you call to ask William these questions. The Jones Law Firm, our longtime friend, who met, 10 years ago?
This week's our 10-year anniversary.
When we did a Valentine's Day divorce.
Yeah, so y'all were giving away a divorce for Valentine's 10 years ago. And back when I was a bartender, I used to serve Zeke margaritas over at Don Pablo's. And I knew him through that, so I called in and said, "Hey, you know, if you guys need an attorney to do this divorce, I'd love to do it." And you're sitting there on the air mocking me,
yes,
saying this kid can't be a lawyer. And Zeke goes, "No. I knew him in law school. He is. He's a lawyer. He's Lawyer Bill." And that just stuck. And here we are.
But of course, you weren't a lawyer till last year. You were a bartender still.
That's right.
So the first 9 years were totally bogus.
Yeah, but I have a license now.
Okay, well, good. Well, then that means that we can carry on and talk to Jane, who called up, 535-9898. Jane, you can ask Bill. He's a real lawyer. What is your question, hon?
Yes, sir. I had a court case recently that I won, and the judge awarded me all my attorney fees. What I'm wondering is, will my attorney, does my attorney bill me? And then it's up to me to collect from the person that is supposed to pay all of my attorney fees, or does the other person get billed?
Yeah. So, all right. So generally what happens is when there's an award of attorney fees, initially you pay your own attorney. Okay. So initially you pay your attorney whatever his bill is. And if he thinks that there's a good chance you're going to get an award of attorney fees, he may just stop asking you for money because he thinks we're going to get a payday. So once the award comes in, the award will be sent to his office probably. He'll then figure out your final bill, and any excess would go back to you. But if you're still owing him money, he would keep the difference, if that makes sense.
Okay.
A lot of contracts also have provisions in it that saying you will not receive more than what you've paid. So in other words, if let's say that you hired me and I gave you a $3,000 retainer and we got an award of $10,000 in attorney fees. Well, at the end of the day, I would not pay you back more than $3,000.
Okay.
Where does the other seven go then?
It goes to the attorney for his fees.
Hmm.
Okay. In other words, well, attorney fees aren't designed to be a windfall for the client. They're designed to compensate the client and make it easier on the client so they don't have to pay their attorney as much.
Okay, but, well, let me ask you this. Originally, we were in court 6 months ago in 2015, and I won that case. And that's originally when I was awarded attorney fees. And the judgment also stated that if there were an appeal to what the judgment was, that this person would be responsible for those bills also. So what we just went to court on was due to the appeal that was filed. So, you know, we're all there, but the person that filed the appeal didn't show up.
Okay, so what's your question?
So, I mean, for the appeal, because I've already paid all the other attorney fees, but for the appeal, will I be billed for that, or will the other person be billed for it?
No, you'll be billed for that.
Oh, I will.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's up to me to collect from the other person.
No, it's up. The attorney collects from the other person generally, but it's up to you to pay initially.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, Jane, thank you. Good luck to you with what sounds like a complicated mess. 535-9898 is the phone number, and the lines are open now, so call up. Who's hanging out here? Steve. Steve is here with a question for Lawyer Bill. Go ahead, Steve. What do you have, please? There he is. Hey, Steve, go ahead.
I don't know what that was. But anyway, sir, my wife and I are trying to set up a will for both of us. Whoever dies first is going to be the executive of the estate. We have three children. We have four grandbabies. I look at all my children the same, but fortunately, we have two that are really greedy and selfish. And the problem is, sir, they've pretty well gotten their child portion of the will. We were going to leave them for our portion. What we want to not have happen is we want to leave one of our children his child portion, and then we want to leave the grandbaby the child portions of what the parents of the other two siblings would have got.
Yeah, so you want to disinherit two of your kids and leave an equal share to a grandchild, right?
Well, pretty well so. We have one child. We want him to get his child portion.
Okay, so what's your question, though?
You know, for him, but we also want the grandbaby.
I got you. What's your question, though? Is your question,
well,
can
question
you do
is,
that?
We don't want to, once everything's done, we don't want the other two children to go in and pound on the other kid and say, whoa, we're going to take you to court because we want our child's portion.
Well, then you need to make sure that you have a will that specifies that you want them disinherited to the extent allowed by law. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your help, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you, and good luck to you, Steve. Well, that's pretty complicated, or is it?
It's unusual.
How do you disinherit your children?
You right?
Must be really bad seeds.
There's a line in your will that says, "To the extent allowed by law, I wish to inherit those children not listed herein." And you're talking about making Thanksgiving and Christmas
worse than they already are.
Yeah, I mean. Look, I understand. I understand what this guy's saying. What this guy's saying is, look, child one and two have already taken more than the others,
right.
So I want to make sure I make it up.
Yeah.
But man, that's, to me, it's your money, it's your will, it's your estate. You get to do what you want to do. I'm just thinking you're going to be dead and gone. You really don't care, and by doing it that way, you're just saying, "Hey, please sit on different sides of the chapel at my funeral."
Yeah, that sounds rough. 535-9898. A line is open to ask some more of these fun questions. Ann's been hanging on. Tim is next. A line available. Give us a call or mail at drakeinthemorning.com. Ann, go ahead for Lawyer Bill, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
And it's a landlord-tenant issue with the apartments where I moved. I lived there for 4.5 years. I was in the process of upgrading from the apartment downstairs to the apartment upstairs. The maintenance weren't finished with repairs and painting in the new apartment, but I had been moving a few things up. They broke into my apartment downstairs where I was moving from on a Sunday while I was at work, and my neighbor called me and told me that they were in there taking things out. Two of the guys have been evicted and fired from the company. They had a history of theft of property. The apartment complex have since sold the property. It's new management, new owner. They have not refunded me my deposit back. Before I moved, I did get a letter from them in writing saying that it was okay for me to break my lease with no penalties, and I did get that in writing also. And the amount of the value of the things that they took out was $20,000. And I would want to know, what can I do?
So the things that they took out were your possessions?
Yes, sir. I still legally, the old apartment was legally still, I had just signed a lease in October, and it happened in March. And I was still legally residing in the old apartment because I hadn't signed a new lease for the new apartment that I was moving into.
But I know. But which apartment did they remove the things from? The new apartment that you had not signed the lease on, or the old apartment that you were residing in?
The old apartment that I was residing in.
Okay. Well, you're going to need to hire an attorney and file suit against him for replevin. Replevin's okay. A fancy way of saying either give me back my stuff or give me the amount of what my stuff is worth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And just about any competent attorney can do that for you.
Okay. The attorney that was going to handle my case, he called me and let me know that he was very ill, and he didn't know when he would be coming back around. But it happened.
Well,
in March.
if you've got an attorney, you need to deal with that attorney.
Yeah.
Let them deal with these issues, not you.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. But the attorney that was going to handle my case, he's ill right now, so he's not going to be able to handle it.
And get somebody else.
The other side will put it on hold.
Okay. The time is running out, right? Because it happened in March.
Well, if the lawsuit's been filed, then you're fine. If the lawsuit hadn't been filed, then you need to find somebody else to file it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, Ann, thank you. Good luck to you, ma'am. Okay, that's great. All right, 535-9898 is the number. We'll get one more before the break. Tim has been hanging on. Tim, go ahead for Lawyer Bill, please. What do you have, sir?
Yes, my son-in-law was in a bad motorcycle accident about 4 months ago, and he still has not received anything from the other person's insurance. It was plainly their fault. They came out of a parking lot and T-boned him. He has not received anything from his insurance as far as his bike being totaled. They just keep giving him the runaround. How long does something like this take? Because he's been out of work 4 months and has indefinite in front of him from all the injuries.
Yeah, sometimes these, I'm dealing with the same issue on another case at my office right now. It takes some time. It's not the problem is not getting the money in from the insurance company. Generally, once the insurance company says that liability is there, that's not a problem. What the problem is settling the claims with the hospitals and with the medical insurance, because we can't disperse funds until we get those things settled.
Hmm.
Now the actual funds for the damage to the vehicle, that should be able to come back pretty quick. I would say 4 or 5 months. He's probably at a point where he should be expecting the damage from the vehicle pretty quick. He's right there.
My son is in the middle of the very same thing. We're going into 18 months. Of a wreck that he was not at fault in. And this drags on and on and on. And they ask for something new every week.
Right.
And there's no settlement. They were at fault, which has been all resolved, but yet there's been no checks written.
Yeah. Now, yours, Drake, though, there's actually a lawsuit involved, right?
Yeah. It's a separate issue, but kind of, yeah.
Sir, on yours, is a lawsuit actually been filed, or are they just trying to settle it without going to court?
No, he's got an attorney, and he's trying to follow the proper procedure.
No, but has he filed a lawsuit?
I'm not sure if they filed a lawsuit or not.
All right,
I would think so by now.
Okay. Well, they may not have. I mean, if liability is not in question and they're going to send out the checks, then actually you can get it done a little bit quicker maybe without filing suit. But I would tell him to hang in there. He's probably at the point where in the next couple of weeks he should be getting his check, I would think, for the vehicle. Now, as far as the injury portion of the check, again, his attorney's going to have to settle things with the insurance company first.
Okay.
Because his insurance has put a lien on, or probably has put a lien on those funds. They said, look, hey, we paid up for all this stuff to be done to you. So if you get a settlement check, we want it to compensate us for all the health and medical care that we gave you.
Right.
So that attorney, his job is to try and lower what they're going to take, enabling him to keep more.
Right, right. Yeah,
and that takes some time, okay?
All right, Tim, thanks, man, and good luck to you. These things do drag on forever. A small break. We'll come back. Roger and Eddie, please hang on. A line open, 535-9898. The email, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Sherry's Berries. Yeah, there are available for Valentine's Day, but you better hurry up and get this done because time is running out. $19.99 for the Sherry's Berries, a giant savings, or double the berries for just $10 more right now at berries.com. Click on the microphone, right-hand corner, type in Drake, and these big strawberries that are different colors, and they got stuff on them, and they're really, really good, and they'll impress your wife or your mom or whomever. Berries.com, get this deal today. And wrap it up. You must order today to get these things guaranteed for Valentine's Day. Giant, juicy, freshly dipped strawberries, $19.99. Double the berries for $10 more. berries.com. Type in Drake where it says to type in Drake. And do that. Time is running out. And get it done for your wife or your mom or whatever. For Valentine's Day, Sherry's Berries. Back with more with Ask Lawyer Bill in just a second.
Everything Memphis has to offer. The good, the bad, and the stupid. We cover it all at drakeinthemorning.com and live on 98.1 The Max.